Thank you for taking the time out of a busy time of the year to be here with us and to celebrate as we continue the Advent journey towards Christmas. You know, this is the darkest time of the year, and it kind of matches as we look at our world. It's kind of dark out there, you know, not just a lack of sunshine, but all the conflict and the violence. If you watch the news, there's wars and there's shootings and there's rich and poor and families torn apart. There's so much that you just wonder, you know, if God's not just looking down on us and just kind of shaking his head, you know? You want to just, in a sense, you don't wonder why at a couple of times in the scriptures, God's quoted as saying, well, let's just start over. You know, let's just throw all this out and start over. And we can understand that. We saw it with Noah. We saw it as he talked with Moses, and Moses talked him out of it, if you will. At least that's what the scriptures are telling us. But God didn't throw it all out. We're here. And God didn't start over. Instead, he sent his son, who said at the end of the New Testament in the book of Revelations, behold, I make all things new. And that's what we celebrate. Behold, I make all things new. You know, the prophet Isaiah was writing to people who were carried off into captivity. They were in exile. And they desired to return home. They desired to return to God. They didn't know if God had forgotten them or not. The journey home seemed like an unscalable mountain to them, an impossibility. But Isaiah told them, no, the mountains will be made low and the hills will be made into dust. He told them it is good news that they can go on that journey, they can because God is with them. God has not forgotten them. God will journey with them back to the new life that would be theirs in their land. And as we begin the New Testament in the Gospels, starting with our Gospel today, John is telling us about John the Baptist. That's where he begins his Gospel. And both John and Jesus were told when they began their ministry, it was calling people to repentance. Repentance and acknowledgement of sins. And we're told that John was very popular. The people from all over the region were going out to John with joy. Now, I don't know about you, but being called to repentance and acknowledge my sin doesn't sound like something that's going to bring a lot of joy into my life, right? But John wasn't telling people to be baptized and acknowledge their sin and repentance and then continue to grovel in their sins. He was calling them to new life, to leave behind the old, and this is the source of their joy. He was inviting them to see life from a whole new perspective. As was acknowledged in our gospel today, John the Baptist, he baptized people in water, specifically in the Jordan River, right? And if you think of the image there of going down into the water and coming out, it is an image of going down into the grave, of dying to the old self and rising to new life. And this is why the people were rejoicing, because they were able to do so. And John says, you know, I baptize in water, but there's one coming after you who will baptize you in the Holy Spirit, making all things possible, especially that new life for which we dream and hope. The repentance of John and of Jesus did not look backwards. It was a vision of a different future that satisfied people's longing for peace and prosperity. The strong arm of God is an arm that reaches out to lift up and to support and encourage and help all towards that future for which we all dream and hope. Recently, we have celebrated two great feasts of Mary, and we can look to her for help. Her prayer, let it be done to me according to your word. There's an act of faith and trust in the future. It came not from her dream, but from her trust and her hope in God. That God had more in mind for her than she could even imagine. Elizabeth put it this way, "Blessed are you who believed that the Lord's promise to you would be fulfilled." That's about the future, not the past. This third Sunday of Advent calls us to think of the future, to recognize his presence. The Messiah brings peace, justice, glad tidings, healing, liberty, we are told in our readings today. And this is how we will recognize his presence. And this is new. Our response, Paul tells us, is to pray and to rejoice and give thanks. John came to testify to the light, our gospel says, a light that shines on our future. And so have we, to give testimony to the light. And so Paul cautions us, do not quench the spirit, right? Let Christ's light shine through you as a person of hope who trusts in God. Our daily prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. These are words that express our hope for the future as well. Will these be the words then that direct our lives?